Okay, let's turn now to a job in this country that's done mostly by immigrants, picking berries. Blackberries, blueberries, strawberries. For many of us, grocery stores with neatly packed cartons of these fruit are a sign of summer. But for the migrant workers who pick and sort berries for one company, Driscoll's, those containers have also come to symbolize something darker. And a union called Familias Unidas por la Justicia is boycotting Driscoll's berries and its independent grower, Sakuma Brothers Farms. And they're asking consumers not to buy Driscoll's. Writer Natasha Varner in Seattle has been following the story. This is all happening in Washington State. What is the boycott about, Natasha?
So workers claim that Sakuma is guilty of systematic wage theft, poverty wages, hostile working conditions, and unattainable production standards. And they're basically arguing that Sakuma needs to allow the Familias Unidas por la Justicia to represent farm workers as a union so that the farm workers can collectively bargain for better working conditions and fairer wages.
What are these farm workers actually paid?
They're paid by the weight of the product that they pick. And that's a point of contention. And it's been a point of contention since the Sakuma brothers in 2013 became part of the H-2A guest worker program. And they were part of that program for a year and that suspended their participation in the program. But it basically ignited this conflict because farm workers brought in as part of the H-2A program were paid an hourly wage. And they were given certain housing conditions. And the farm workers that had been returning to Sakuma for years prior to that saw that the H-2A workers and felt that the H-2A guest workers were getting better treatment than they were receiving. So they're lobbying for an hourly wage of $15 per hour.
And that is indeed the case, that the workers on the H-2A visa program are better treated?
Yes, that's what the workers who support FUJ, the labor union, are contending. And to a certain extent, Sakuma has acknowledged that this is the case as well, because they had to reform their labor practices for all of their workers to meet the standards established by the H-2A guest worker program, including better housing for their workers.
And yet there is this call for the boycott. How long has the boycott been going on?
The calls for the boycott and the protests and work stoppages have been going on for exactly 3 years at this point. But it looks like the two sides could be on the brink of reaching some agreement. They began negotiations last week to sign a contract and memorandum of agreement that would allow FUJ to represent workers who opted into the union. So those negotiations are happening behind closed doors, and both sides have agreed to maintain confidentiality. But both sides have expressed that they feel the first meeting was a positive step in the direction of establishing the FUJ as a union to represent the workers.
So before we go on, can you just tell us what the relationship is between Sakuma Brothers Farms and Driscoll's?
So Sakuma Brothers is one of about 700 independent growers that produces berries for Driscoll's. They produce fresh blueberries and blackberries for Driscoll's. And Driscoll's opinion on this is that they stepped in after the protests began in 2013. They conducted an independent audit of the farm, and they now feel that Sakuma has met and exceeded worker demands. But they maintain that the workers have the right to unionize and to call for boycotts.
Would you say the workers are more upset with Sakuma Brothers or with Driscoll's, or do they not distinguish?
At this point, the main dispute is between the farm workers and Sakuma. And the farm workers and the FUJ feel that the way to get support for their efforts is to bring this to the multinational corporation level and to call for the boycott of Driscoll's. They've also, there's a boycott for Häagen-Dazs ice cream, which uses Sakuma Brothers strawberries in some of its frozen ice cream products. So even though the dispute is with Sakuma in particular, they think the way to get leverage for their demands is to take it to this national level.
How has Driscoll's responded to all of this?
In regards to the dispute at Sakuma, global CEO of Driscoll's, Kevin Murphy, says that Driscoll's stance is that workers have the right to boycott and to protest, but they also feel that Sakuma Brothers has exceeded the workers' demands for fair labor conditions. And Mr. Murphy said that Driscoll's stance is that since they have so many growers out there, the best way to ensure fair labor practices among this vast network of growers is to encourage workers and growers to be in a symbiotic relationship. And that in the vast majority of cases, they see that good communication can go a long way.
Natasha Varner is a writer based in Seattle. Her full story on Driscoll's and the workers who pick its berries is up now at PRI.org. Natasha, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.